This is episode 2346 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley and welcome back. We are at day six of our series. This is the next to the last episode in our series. All week long, you have been embracing confidence. How are you doing? I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear how your meditation is coming along. And I'd be so honored if you shared a rating and review. Those mean so much to me, and I read each one. I wish I could reply to each one, but there's no way to reply to ratings and reviews. Just know that I see it, and it really means a lot to me. So as you continue along with the meditation series this week, I want to guide you, as I always do in the next to the last episode. That's always day six. And this is a meditation where you layer together the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long into one beautiful meditation. I call this a meditation flow. So you'll be doing a confidence flow where one technique flows into the other. I want to ask you as well, how is your quest coming along? So every week we explore a challenge. This allows you to experience the theme of the week a little more deeply. And your challenge this week has been to go on a vision quest. It's where you pause a few times throughout your day. You can set an alarm to remind you. That's what I do. And you break away from whatever you're doing. You lay down or you sit up and you visualize how it is you want to feel and what you want to achieve or do in life. So your goals, your big dreams, this is your chance to allow your brain to become hooked on your vision for confidence. So this is your challenge. I hope you're doing really well with your challenge. This single act alone can move you leaps and bounds towards feeling more confident, because the more certainty you have about what it is you want to do and how you want to feel, the more likely you are to achieve it. All week long, I've been sharing with you ways to know that you are beginning to feel more confident. And this is from an article on Forbes.com called 12 Things Truly Confident People Do Differently. This is by Travis Bradbury. And we've made our way down the list. You can go back in previous episodes and listen to the different ways confident people feel more and more confident. So, confident people exercise. A study conducted at Eastern Ontario Research Institute found that people who exercised twice a week for 10 weeks felt more competent socially, academically, and athletically. They also rated their body image and self-esteem as being higher. And most importantly, physical changes in their bodies were not responsible for this increase in confidence. Rather, it was the immediate endorphin-fueled positivity from exercise that made all the difference. Number 8. Confident people don't seek attention. People are turned off by those who are desperate for attention. Confident people know that being yourself is much more effective than trying to prove that you're important. People catch on to your attitude quickly and are more attracted to the right attitude than what or how many people you know. Confident people always seem to bring the right attitude. Confident people are masters of attention diffusion. When they're being given attention for an accomplishment, they quickly shift the focus to all the people who worked hard to help them get there. They don't crave the approval or praise because they draw their self-worth from within. So, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, I'll guide you through layering together this week's techniques. And I'd like you to bring to mind as you meditate today, someone who's very confident, who doesn't seek attention, someone who's very humble and honors others and gives others credit. Think of this person, and maybe this person could become a role model for you on your confidence quest. So as you close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and your body, notice where you may feel tension or tightness within your body. See if you can name the emotion you're feeling associated with that tension and tightness. You may feel incredibly relaxed and receptive as you meditate right now. Deepen that feeling of receptivity. Your eyes are gently elevated to the point between your eyebrows. Think about how you want to feel and what you want to do. Bring this to mind now. Now you may do the mudra from this week, the Vajrapratama mudra, where you hold your hands right at your chest with your palms facing your chest, and then you're going to turn them sideways and intertwine your fingers together, and your thumbs will be upward. This is a mudra that connects you to something greater than yourself. It includes the world and the people around you. Now as you inhale and exhale through your nose, you may begin to feel your fears or self-doubt. When those creep into your mind, mentally affirm the affirmation, "I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway." Scared or doubtful, "You'll do it anyway." You might visualize your seventh chakra right at the crown of your head, naming your highest qualities, those aspects of yourself that you know for certain are your strongest qualities. You could name those, visualizing the soft color of pink around you, at the crown of your head. Beautiful. Now as you inhale and exhale through your nose, begin to visualize accomplishments and see yourself accomplishing your goals just as you've accomplished so many things in the past. Inhale, visualizing yourself accomplishing what it is you seek. Exhale and feel relief as you open up to this possibility. Beautiful. Continue with the breathing technique, inhaling and visualizing yourself accomplishing all you seek, feeling the way you want to feel. And as you exhale, embrace your confidence. You are so worth slowing down for.